For the WBAI News, I'm Jeannie Hopper. A level 10 shockwave on the musical Richter scale struck the world this past Thursday, April 21st, 2016, when news broke, Prince, the artist, is dead.
I can't believe the words are coming out of my mouth. And I know you don't believe it. We're still trying to grasp that it's real. But Prince has passed on at the age of 57.
That was Imhotep Gary Bird on WBAI's GBE, heard Friday night. He was later joined by attorney Kendall Minter, executive director of the Black Entertainment and Sports Lawyers Association. Minter discusses Prince as a trailblazer for independent artists.
Not only was he unique in recognizing the need for independence, but he was unique in the sense of being a pioneer and a guerrilla warrior in the music industry to step out in front, put his own career on the line, to stand up against a large multinational major record company like the Warner Music Group, Warner Records at the time, to say, look, enough is enough. As he says, I'm not going to be a slave anymore, which he emblazoned on his cheek for everybody to see, adopted a symbol as opposed to using his name because of contractual and legal restrictions, went into hyper mode with recording and delivered 5 or 6 albums in a short period of time so he could be free.
Yes.
And then around 1999-2000, when that freedom finally came, he was his own boss. And at that point in time, he owned all the masters that he had recorded. But prior to that, they were Warner Brothers properties for everything that he recorded under that contract, as are most recording artists' agreements these days, unless you really have the leverage.
While globally, monuments to stadiums were lit in purple, from Niagara Falls to the Eiffel Tower, honoring Prince. Fans gathered from Minneapolis to Paisley Park, and New York fans took to the streets in Brooklyn's Fort Greene neighborhood at the headquarters of Spike Lee's 40 Acres and a Mule for a block party. And in Harlem, 125th Street was shut down as fans gathered outside the Apollo Theater. Gary Bird spoke with the Apollo Theater's Associate Director of Community Programs, Elladay Williams.
I feel that Prince was almost like the walking embodiment of the Apollo Theater. One of the great things about this theater is that in some cases, we who work here kind of lead the charge and we're creating things for the community. And in other cases, the community is leading the charge and basically doing like, yeah, well, hey, here's what y'all need to do.
Yeah,
and when you look out your window and there are hundreds of people wearing Prince t-shirts and playing their music on the boom boxes and what have you, they're giving the message of like, hey, this is somebody that y'all need to honor, and we heeded the call.
And coming to the temple, so to speak, in the process.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is.
Public Enemy's Chuck D and host of And You Don't Stop, heard here Fridays, 8 p.m., reflected on his personal experience working with Prince.
We did a song called Undisputed in the year of 1999, and the record was released on November 9th, 1999. So I was bugging out. You know, I laid my vocal over the particular track, and Prince told me and other cats I was with to go in the lobby. And I kept looking through the window, and it was like the dude was in a kitchen making a salad. You know, tape was going up, and then he was editing and sitting in there. And I was like, I mean, this dude really does this thing. I mean, on full blast. And when he finished with it, it was like, whoa, it was like he cooked up a stew. So I think it was any place for Prince to transition, what better place could it be than the studio that he loved?
The aftershocks continue to ripple throughout the world. Prince has transitioned and is now an ancestor, leaving us with his spirit fully intact in his music and in our hearts and minds. We leave you with some words from WBAI listeners who shared their love for Prince in an impromptu radio special this past Thursday night here on WBAI.
Yeah, I want to say that when I got the news at work today, the first thought was that the world is a little bit less fabulous now that Prince is gone. I really got to understand Prince and his music when I was at the garage, and it was paradise, to quote Saul Williams. And they were playing Purple Rain in the little theater. And I and like three other people sat there and watched it. And man, I've always loved funk, but there was a way that he did funk that was just transcendent.
Definitely respect the man. I respect the legend. I respect the art that he did. And I think he took us as a human race a little higher.
When I hear him now, it makes me, it just makes me happy. It reminds me of my wild, old, you know, younger days. And also to my appreciation for him as an artist. He just represented us so well in his spirituality and his humanity. He sang about God and sex and just exactly what people are. You know, we're not one thing or the other. We're human beings that have both of these, you know, parts to us. And some of his songs are so sexy and so hot, and some of his songs are so spiritual.
I went down to the Apollo because I need to get the hell out of here, out of the house. And I took my camera, and I'm a photographer, and I just went down there, and it just grew and grew. It was like a mushroom of people and things that they have brought, and they, you should have seen, well, I'm sure you've seen the memorial that was established down there. It was something. People who were aficionados, one of the people, persons who put the memorial together, she had seen Prince 27 times. Artists brought this humongous drawing. This was yesterday that he did right there live. He did a drawing of Prince, and actually people got to sign it. People with purple. Oh, I mean, purple, it was like a sea of purple.
Oh, yeah. But if a night falls and a bomb falls, will everybody see the dawn time? This is Jeannie Hopper for WBAI. Does the city know?